What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
I'm Emilio.
I'm Ray.
And we're missing Chi.
Chi's off in the winter wonderland of Michigan, correct? Am I right?
Or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, something. She's from some other place.
Yeah.
Where it's colder. So I think that's where they are. Or did they go to San Jose with Max's family?
No.
We don't know shit.
Yeah.
Who's Chi again? joking. Miss you, Chi.
She will not be joining us this week, unfortunately. So just a dude fest. Just a couple of dudes.
We got our dicks out. Games. It's weird.
We're just naked.
Because it's cold in here and, like, I don't know. You can barely see them. Yeah. It's like, why'd we even pull it out in the first place?
Yeah. And this may be the last episode that we record at my place. Next episode could be the first one at our new studio location.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Bobby, you should have been like, this can be the last episode. And just like...
Just let it linger on that.
Let it linger.
Well, if we do switch over to the studio, I don't know if we're going to have video up and running just yet. Because eventually we want to start doing this on Twitch. But we've got the tables. We've got the chairs. We're working out the schematics for the rest of it and getting all the technical stuff set up. But at the very least, we can start recording the audio over there and just kind of getting into it.
It was there was literally diagrams written up. There was lists made. Things were measured. And now it just needs to get done.
Yep. We had a little trip to IKEA. Junk. That was fun.
Yeah, we went to DLG IKEA trip.
Yeah, dude. I think Chi might have posted pictures of that, of us eating in the IKEA, the Swedish meatballs.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
I had to twist Bobby's arm to go, but I think he liked it at the end.
I had a good time. I like going to IKEA occasionally. I just, you know, I have my doubts about their furniture. I've had some of it in the past, but, you know. There's for what we need, it worked well.
There's a video on YouTube of it's awesome. It just starts off and it's just a bunch of guys on the couch, and one does a bong hit, and then he chugs a beer, and then, like, you know, the whole crazy thing, and then they're like, "All right, cool, that's great." They get up, and then the camera pans out, and they're inside IKEA.
I've seen porn done in IKEA as well. While they're open.
Wow.
Yeah, that's ballsy.
Dang. All right. So, yeah, new studio next week, hopefully, trying to make it happen. Let's talk about some games. So I saw something on Steam that I swear I had seen before, and I think I forgot about it, but it's a game called Phoning Home. And you look at it, and you think WALL-E right away.
Like WALL-E?
Yeah, just like WALL-E. So this is like an adventure, survival, action, exploration game is how they describe it, where you are two robots and...
Named Ion and Annie.
Yep, on their life-defining journey in this unique genre mix of exploration, puzzle, and survival. So it's a good-looking game, looks a bit like a walking simulator, but I'm kind of interested. $20 seems a little steep for something like this, but the reviews are mostly positive.
Is it co-op?
Let's take a look here. Ooh,
let's take a look.
The Metacritic isn't all that great, but I want to say it's single-player.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
But they have a bundle pack, or is that with the soundtrack?
It's a soundtrack.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Ray, have you ever bought a soundtrack?
Never. I know Bobby does.
Bobby does from time to time.
Well, a lot of times I'll get it just to, you know, collect it for whatever. It's like $2 more, sure, why not? But there are a few specific times where I was like, I actually want the soundtrack to this game. And that was Headlander, because it had that groovy, like, 70s sci-fi type of music to it. And there's a few other games where it's like, yeah, I'd like the soundtrack.
I would like the Hotline Miami soundtrack.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That music's awesome. I'd probably, so pumped.
Stranger Things soundtrack. Season 2 music was fucking sick.
I still haven't. Don't talk
it's
about
so
it.
It's so good that, like, sometimes it takes me, it's almost too good because it takes me out of the show a little bit. I'm like, God damn, this is a good song. Like, during, like, a really tense...
Is
whatever.
It still like the same kind of synthy based
for
stuff?
Sure. But they did, I think they did maybe, well, I don't
did
remember.
Did you ever see that movie, It Follows?
No.
See, same thing with that.
Oh,
had that real synthy, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
where they have sex with each other and it passes on like this curse.
It's like
it's a good movie. It's actually
an STD
a good movie.
Well,
don't
want to
spoil
you.
It. Yeah. an STD that kills
you. No, it's one of the bad ones.
It's not AIDS, I'm just saying, but it's crazy. It's a horror flick.
Yeah, it's a good movie, and the soundtrack's great on there. It's got that real synthy type of thing. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not seeing a single player. Oh, it is single player here on Phoning Home. So I don't know. If this is on sale, I got it on the wish list. If it goes on sale or in a Humble Bundle or something, I'll pick it up. But that's what caught my eye this week. What about you guys?
I saw that ESL has the Return to Clockwork City expansion pack. 50 new cards have been released for the thing. That the way they do theirs is a lot like Hearthstone. They single player campaign is kind of put out where you can get a good amount of the cards, including a few of the legendaries. It's $20 or 3,000 gold. 3,000 gold really isn't that much gold. Like, if you just do your quest for like maybe 3 weeks, you can pretty much get it. Or you can buy the things, the episodes, 1,000 at a time. So really, like, 1 week of play, of doing just your quests, and you could do it. So I think the pricing is really fair.
Yeah, that seems decent. Didn't Hearthstone get rid of the option to buy those expansions with in-game currency?
I haven't played that game in a long time. I don't know, but I feel like he who should not be named said that, or something to that effect.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But I think, I guess it's, you know, Clockwork, obviously, it's focusing on the non-colored cards, and yeah, might be interested. I have a neutral colored deck, so I'm wondering how that those cards are going to affect that deck. So that's cool. I like, what I really like about Elder Scrolls Legends, maybe they've been, it's, they haven't been around long enough, and this is why, but what ends up happening is you flood your trading card game with so many cards that crazy combos come up, and
like people, unintended combos.
Like unintended. There's just so many things, right? So what they end up doing is making like different types of sets where, you know, in Magic it's called standard. So it's the most frequent, or the most recent three sets, I think. And then that's what Hearthstone did. So, you know, your earliest cards just aren't good anymore. And it sucks for everybody. But that's because they're, well, Magic releases like 120 cards per set or 150 cards. This is only 50 cards per set, and the price is kind of low. And you can actually achieve but getting all the cards with a decent amount of play. So, you know, I think the way they're doing it is really good, and I hope they never have to get to the point where, you know, they make a standard or wild, whatever they decide to call it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, dude. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's the worst
part. What Hearthstone had to do at some point.
Every card game does. I think they're going to get there a little less quickly if they release small packages like this.
All right. And Ray, you were talking about some VR games that caught your eye this week, right?
Yeah, so Doom VR, VFR, came out, I believe, yesterday.
Why do they call it VFR?
Virtual fucking reality, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that would be my guess.
It makes a lot of sense.
So far, is that it, Bobby?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's it.
No. Is that what the F is for?
I don't know. It would make sense because, like, BFG.
Yeah. BFG. But it looks... I owned a Vibe. I had it for, like, what, 2 weeks, and then it started just screwing up on me. It started flickering, so I had to return it. But
it was overheating, right?
It was overheating, yeah. So I got one of those glitchy ones. And it's funny because I, you know, I checked up on Reddit and other forums, and they were saying there were some faulty headsets. And when I contacted HTC, they were like, "We don't know what you're talking about, sir." And I'm like, "Come on." So it took me a while. It took me like a month till they finally just gave my money back. So
now, when you say like a month, you mean you complained, then you waited a month, or you had to keep calling?
I had to keep bitching because they kept giving me all these little workarounds that it should work, and they say, "Oh, you know, give us, you know, hit us up in like 2-3 days and let know what happened." I'm like, "No, I want my money back." And then I finally sent the Vive in, and then it took them like 2-3 weeks to actually send me my money back into my account.
Damn,
it took them forever.
It's interesting that you were dealing with HTC. Is that because you bought it straight from their website?
I bought it straight from HTC Vive. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was dealing with them. But other than that, the few, like, because I was able to play for like 30 minutes and then it'd start, you know, flickering, or it would just go completely gray. And then I'd have to cool it. Like, I'd have to wait 10, 15 minutes and then start up again. And it'll give me another 20, 30 minutes. But it was just so much fun. And now all these games are coming out, and some of the Oculus like games that were only for Oculus are coming on the Vive now, because, you know, they're, I think it was like after a year,
yeah,
then like after the little contract, whatever, they started coming out on the Vive. And Doom just looks great. And it's one of those games where you teleport and you start, you know, shooting the fuck out of everyone. It looks fucking awesome. The graphics look great.
You got to teleport to move. Because you obviously can't use a keyboard or a joystick to move your character. Yeah, right? So you got to use.
Because the Vive, you have the two little wands.
Mm-hmm.
And so that looks fun. So I'm and the best part, the HTC Vive went down in price to $599 now. And if you pre-order it, if you buy the Vive right now, you get what I'm looking forward to next week. Is it next week? December? When does Fallout 4 VR come out? December 12th. So not next week, but like, you know, the week, the week after that, Fallout 4 VR comes out. And that I know there was a lot of hit and miss with Fallout 4. Some people loved it, some people hated it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great Fallout. Of course, it doesn't compare to Fallout 3 the first time I played it, and New Vegas, but it was still great. It was immersive. I liked the story. I loved all the mods and all the extra stuff they added to it. Some people did not like the art style. I loved it. I thought it was unique, and it was just very interesting, and now it's going to be VR, and I can't wait to go back to the Wasteland and just actually get to walk through it. Like, if you guys have ever tried VR, you're totally immersed in it. Like, the first couple minutes, you'll be like, all right, you're just getting the hang of it, but if you have some good headphones on, and or like even the deluxe audio strap that comes with that you can buy separately with the Vive, mm-hmm. It gives you some good sound.
You said that's going on sale or something, right?
No, oh, it was last week when they had the Steam bun. They added it for free.
Mm. Maybe for the winter sale it'll be on sale again. But this seems like the perfect game for VR.
It's the perfect game because this is one of the most immersive games on its own already.
It got an award for best VR game so far because people that have played it are just like they it's incredible because it's. You know, because Doom BFR, it's only a couple levels, and it's only a certain, like, it's not that huge of a game. This is all of Fallout 4. This is the whole Wasteland, and you can walk through it. And it's just, it's going to be so immersive.
Is it teleporting as well?
I believe so.
Somebody's going to have to figure that out.
I believe so. Unless, because there's some games where you can actually use the D-pad where you can just move around.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Well, it's not called a D-pad on the little Vive wands. I forgot, but that little touchpad that they have. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it's that. But dude, it's so neat. You can actually like you're holding on to the wands, and you can actually just look up at your Pip-Boy, dude. How cool is that?
Yeah,
it's just I'm probably the moment it starts, and the moment I just walk out. And I just see, like you know the moment when you walk out of the vault when like the elevator just goes up and you get to see everything. I feel like I'm gonna get goosebumps.
Yeah, I think you are too.
Yeah,
I would.
And a huge boner.
So this is only HTC Vive, not Oculus Rift.
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah, that seems like the perfect game for VR.
Yeah, it's because
it's like an RPG. You know, Doom is so fast-paced, and it's all about, like, shooting people up. But, yeah, you totally get immersed in that world. And sometimes you don't notice it until you've been sitting there doing it for, like, 2 hours, and then you take it off, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you just, like, snap out of it.
It is kind of like a spell that it puts on you. If it's a good enough game, you feel like at a certain point you realize that you forgot where you were.
Yeah.
And it's a little magic moment.
Yeah, You remember the party, right? Like you were when people were like hitting you. Did you even, like it actually like affected you in a way?
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's talking about a garage party that he threw, where he threw a VR party. Basically, it was awesome. It was a really cool setup. We had a good time, but like he said, the Vive kept overheating.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm. All right, so let's talk about some games that we've been playing here. One that I was checking out. A little disclaimer here. I've only been playing this game for like an hour or two. It's called The Sexy Brutale. So this game was in a Humble Bundle. I think it was in another bundle as well because I had an extra copy of it. Might have already given that one away. But it looked interesting. Something about the game interests me. So I gave it a whirl, played a bit of it, and it is a puzzle adventure game. And it's very unique. Have not played a game like this. They got a really... really interesting mechanic going on here. So it's like kind of like Groundhog's Day, where it resets at the beginning of the day every single day. And then you spend those hours going around, watching people, seeing what they're doing, and trying to stop this guy from going around and killing a lot of people in this mansion. There's like
this big masquerade party.
Yeah. And you can, there's all sorts of mechanics. Like, you get different masks and you can use those for different abilities. You can rewind time. You can jump to certain periods of time, like all throughout this day. And you're just unlocking little puzzle by little puzzle until you unlock like the big puzzle, which is this, you know, what's happening in this mansion and why is, apparently the mansion is like this being that's trying to kill people. But it's a really interesting idea. And
spoilers.
Well, I don't, this, they explain this right up. Yeah. They explain this at the front of the game. But what is interesting, when I loaded up the game, I saw the, you know, the splash screens, and it said Tequila Works. And I'm like, that sounds really familiar. And that was the company that made Deadlight. Do you remember that game?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a 2.5D zombie game, kind of a puzzler, kind of a bit of a platformer, kind of like Mark the Ninja is what I'd compare it to. And I remember that game was pretty good. I enjoyed that. So this must be, I mean, they made this also with Cavalier Game Studios. So it's
really cool look to it, almost claymation.
Yeah, like Pixar claymation. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It almost, it's very Tim Burton-esque.
So, let me get a question in here. Mm-hmm. So you figure out the first person he's going to kill. He's going to kill that guy, or that person's going to die first every single day, right?
Well, what you do is you find out, okay, he's going to shoot this guy. The first level is very easy. It's like, oh, he's going to shoot this guy. So how do I prevent him from doing this? And then you say, oh, okay, I find this item. I put it over there. And then that foils his plan. So now that's taken care of. Now I go on to the next person. That's a little bit more of a complicated thing. But still, because you foiled the first plan, like that still plays out while you're trying to solve the second crime. So you'll hear like the gunshot at 4 p.m. And you're like, oh, well, that's the first plan I foiled. And now I'm trying to like save these guys, and I got to do it by, you know, doing this thing with the security cameras or whatever. So it really kind of
so cool.
paints this whole like tapestry of this entire day that plays out, and you're, you know, bit by bit solving each of these little crimes.
But every time you play again, do you have to save that dude every time?
No, it automatically goes through. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like that. Like for like, you save him, and then, you know, the next day you have to make sure you save him first, and then go save the next one. And
yeah, well, it's the same day. So you save the first dude, then you go back in time. You start at like 12 again, and then you go and you save the next person, and you've already done what you needed to do to save the first person.
Oh, okay.
So at least that's my understanding.
So this guy just doesn't give up. He just keeps trying to murder people.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of like otherworldly things going on here. Like everyone's wearing masks. It's a masquerade party. The music sounds like, you know, some Danny Elfman shit. Like it's a quirky kind of game. So I'll continue playing it. If you like puzzle games, then I definitely recommend it. Like it's different. And that's what I'm always looking for with games, is something that I've just never seen before. And this is definitely it. So yeah, The Sexy Brutale, kind of a weird name. I think the only game with the word sex in it, because I looked at my Steam library, like I look up games because I got so many, and I just typed in sex, and sure enough, only game in there with that title. Yeah, $19.99 on Steam, but it's in the Bundle Stars was a website I used to buy bundles of games on all the time, but they've renamed themselves to Fanatical. I don't know why they changed it, but you can get, for $10, you can get this game and like 10 others. The only notable ones is a game called 140, which is a very simple yet enjoyable puzzle game that I'd recommend. Let's see, Dex, that's one of the higher priced ones. Valley, you played that one, Emilio, right?
Yeah, I like that game.
Yeah, Valley,
I played it all the way through somehow.
Yeah, there's like, god, there's like 10 15 games in the 14
damn
games.
Is that the one that's like the school shooter one?
What
I don't think so. I already had this one and I gave it away the other day. I'm doing the weekly giveaways, by the way, so check the Steam group for that. Damned. No, I don't think so.
Okay. You know which one I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That one that was like real controversial and it came out and no one cared because it was so shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was called Hatred.
Hatred.
Yeah. 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 Damned doesn't look all that good either. But yeah, The Sexy Brutale.
Take that, Damned.
All right. What have you guys been playing?
I picked up a couple games last week. I talked about it. Unexplored was one of them. It's a top-down roguelike. Kind of has the graphics of of South Park, kind of that paper mache type look, where it's like layers of paper. Never really liked that art style. Anyway, so has some RPG elements. Has a lot of Binding of Isaac-esque stuff, but without the action. It's a lot more walking around, puzzles, but you can modify it. So you can add way more bad guys. You can make it harder. You can make it less hard. You can add more puzzles. You can basically play it the way you want to play it. It has a ton of options as far as like before you load in. The dungeons are completely random. Your starting kit is the same every time except for all the gold you accumulate on the previous run, you could spend on the next run for like more health potions, stuff like that. There's not a lot of stuff in the shop, but I imagine that you unlock more. Anyway, they had very positive reviews. People seemed to like it. I didn't get it. I played it for maybe 2 hours. Kept wanting to get hooked, kept looking for it, just wasn't having the fun. I don't know what it was particularly that everybody seems to like it and I don't, but yeah, just kind of dull, I guess. Never was I, nothing seemed interesting. I don't know. Maybe I played too many roguelikes and this one just fell on my lap at the wrong time.
Yeah, maybe. So, I mean,
I can't recommend it, but maybe. Maybe you might like it. I don't know.
Visually, it doesn't look that appealing. And even like this inventory screen that I'm looking at looks like...
Yeah.
It looks very basic. There's not a lot of flair to it. Even the text, it just... Yeah. I don't know. It seems like a little unrefined. Under similar games you've played on the Steam page, it's pointing to Full Mojo Rampage and Rogue Legacy, which are two games that I was crazy about.
But yeah. I mean, roguelikes are... I wouldn't say they're all good or anything, but a lot of them are really good. So, you know, that's why I spent the 10 or 15 bucks on $10, but it just didn't deliver, unfortunately. So I got my refund. I just got a text message or an email from them, so that was good.
Dude, you take advantage of that Steam refund. I've never refunded again.
I've never done it either, and I wish I would have for a couple games.
It's so easy. It's like three clicks, and you get your money back. And then you
so it's got to be under 2 hours.
Under 2 hours within 2 weeks.
Under 2 hours within 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm sure it is easy.
Do they go back into your account or as a Steam wallet?
Either way.
Oh, nice.
Whatever you like.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Another game that I returned was Vanquish. Holy shit, what a pile of shit.
We talked about this last week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because I had bought it and I was like, what? This looks awesome. Looks nothing like the screenshots. People love this game. Another one, 9 out of 10. Maybe I'm in a bad mood. Maybe I'm on my period or something. I usually like everything.
I thought you were going to like this game.
It's just so fucking over the top, like 13-year-old boy, super hot assistant in her miniskirt with upshots while she's like telling you the weak points of the next bad guy. And you talk exactly like this and you're why can't I shoot more bad guys? And then your fucking general is like you plus more steroids. He's like, oh yeah, let's go get them. It's just like it's the perfect game for a 13-year-old boy playing on his Xbox. I thought after playing Unexplored, I was like, okay, I need some action. I need to shoot some shit. But the shooting was not fun. Like, you know, I'm reviewing this. Was that the release date on Xbox? No, right? That's the Steam release date.
We talked about this last week.
But what was the Xbox release date? Anybody know?
I have no idea. But wasn't this made by a developer that had done like other games?
Yeah, Ninja Theory, I think.
Ninja Theory, okay.
Yeah. So it's just dated is all it is.
Oh, 2010.
Yeah, so there it is. I was going to say maybe it was great graphic. It probably was. Great graphics.
Dude, 2010 is about to be 8 years ago. How fucking crazy is that, dude?
And in like video games, 3 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
You know, things change. New consoles come out. Graphics cards come out. 3 years is like...
Do new consoles come out anymore? Like, yeah, I feel like Switch that's been kind of slow.
Last year?
The Switch came out this year, didn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it came out this year.
But I mean, it's the Switch.
Dude, the Switch is fun.
The Switch sold more units than in the first 9 months than the Wii U ever did.
What if Nintendo's going to be like the going to make a huge comeback because people realize console games don't have to lead the way with graphics because they can't, you know, PC gaming is obviously going to win that out. So it's just like, hey, let's make fun, quirky family party time games.
Switch, what they're doing is they're just porting all these Steam games on there. You know, like they got Binding of Isaac started with four player mode.
Yeah. For $29.99. By the way, you could have got more on that later, but you could get it for like $3.
They're adding all these other games. I can't remember. You know, they're fucking hundreds already
it's
now.
Smart.
But they're like, and they're like, and they're $10 games. You just go in the store and you're like, oh, I want this. People are just buying them like crazy. People that don't own a PC and they're seeing these games for the first time ever thinking they're new, even though they're like 2-3 year old games. But people are buying them and they're being smart about it.
It's a crazy thing to say, but like all those like.
They
like
added Duck Skyrim.
Duck Game. You played with me last
year. Yeah, that game was fun.
Yeah. That's more home on the Switch than it really is on a PC. I mean, most people don't have couch co-ops set up for their PC. How easy is it to play four players on a Switch?
It's really easy. You just so the Switch, it's plugged into the TV.
Right.
Everyone has their little mini controller.
Yeah.
And you press start.
So you just have to buy. you have to buy more controllers though.
Well,
two more, right?
Well, you know, it comes with those two mini controllers, and you know, Binding of Isaac doesn't have that many buttons,
right?
Yeah. So those little
Seen those controllers, dude? They're like little.
They're super tiny. They're uncomfortable, but you can do that.
Yeah.
And you can have four people playing with those mini controllers, or you can just buy the pro controllers, or buy. Or like, you know, they come in sets of two when you buy the little mini ones.
Yeah, so the like two attached to one thing, and then that could be like an Xbox controller kind of. It reminds me of like an N64 controller. They like link up to form like a little Megatron controller, and
those
then you break them apart, and then they become their own little mini controllers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually have the best vibration ever in any controller I ever felt in my life.
On a clit or?
on a butt. What it is, okay, so they have this game called 1-2 Switch, and it's, you know how when all the Wii games, when the Nintendo games came out, they always have like Wii Sports just to try out, so 1-2 Switch was that one that just, you know, try out all the new things that the Switch has, whatever. But anyways, you know, I don't want to get that into console gaming, but the controller, let's do it, just for a quick second. One of the things is, You grab the controller and it tells you it's a box. It's right there on the top left. And it says you have to count how many marbles are inside the box.
Okay.
So you're moving the controller back and forth and just moving your wrist, and you can totally feel like there's marbles just rolling inside controller, man.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing I've ever felt.
From what you're describing, this has some other uses for it. I mean, somebody just needs to hack it, make it.
It's a vibrator.
The one bad thing about Nintendo always gets hacked right away. Every console they've had gets hacked so fast.
Yeah, they are kind of the easiest ones to do.
This is the first console that I want in.
It's worth getting.
Years.
The new Mario game is ridiculously fun.
Yep, keep hearing all that.
Yep.
Welcome back to PC Gaming Podcast. Talk to us about blowing people's head off in PUBG. I'm really interested to hear about the Vault team.
Oh, so I guess I haven't really played any new games except for the test server on PUBG that they had open last week. I mean, well, you know, like the whole week. And
how many hours would you say?
An hour or two.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
No, like an hour or two, like a day I was doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a lot.
Yeah, so I got a couple hours, and I tried the two new guns. I think one's called DP-12 or DP-18. I don't remember. It's like a mini rifle that has like this little barrel thing on top with all the bullets.
It's an
old Russian rifle, and then the other one's the AUG,
which is
it's another. It's like an assault. It's like an assault rifle. 5.56. Yeah.
5.56 bullpup.
Yeah, it's so the weapons are neat. They're pretty cool. The AUG. Kills. I feel like it's a little overpowered right now. High damage. Well, no, same damage as like the M4, but the spread is just a little. I feel like it's a little smaller, so it's a little easier to aim with it.
It looks like a World War II weapon or something.
No, it's actually. Did you ever play Counter Strike? the Steyr AUG.
Yeah. Disc.
No. That's a DP.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A DP. Yeah. That one does look like a old school World War II. But So the weapons are neat. I really like them so far. And the vaulting, holy crap, man. It's a fucking game changer. It is a game changer, man, the vaulting.
Good, though.
Good. Okay. It's just, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, when you can crouch.
Way more camping, I would imagine.
It's just, it's not, you can do so many more plays. It's just, it was ridiculous. Like, because, you know, you can do the crouch jump, which was what everyone was doing. Not everyone can handle it. You know, not everyone can do it. You know, it's like, and as good as I got with the crouch jump, you still fail sometimes. It's just you know, because you can't just press them at the same time. And with the vaulting, man, it's just ridiculous. It's like the bigger, the higher fences, it just climbs. It does take a little while. So, like, if you're running from someone and you're vaulting, you know, they can get some shots in your foot. Right. But it also, like, jumping out the windows, which I still feel I need to fix. I think it's weird how you can get to vault outside of actual windows that aren't broken.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully they get to fix that soon.
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous, man. It just adds, you can run away from people easier. And it's I think it's a game changer. I think it's just the funnest. I want to play PUBG 1.0 once it comes out. Like, once it comes out, then I'm actually going to start getting back into this and kicking Danielson's ass.
December, right?
Yeah.
That was the original plan. I don't know if they have an exact date on that, though.
Yeah. Well, next week at the Game Awards, they're going to show the desert map. They're going to show it at the Game Awards. So, and they're saying that the next round of test servers, they're adding the desert map.
Nice.
And they're adding a double barrel shotgun sawed off.
Oh, yeah. I just saw a picture.
Yeah.
So did you see any weird stuff? Was there any bugs?
The vaulting. It's
fall through boxes and shit?
Yeah. I went through. I vaulted over one of the cars and I got stuck inside the car. So that happened. I was running away from someone and he still wasn't behind me. And then I tried vaulting over a wall that I had already vaulted before earlier when I was running over there, right around the building. And I was going to vault back. And as I was trying to vault back, it didn't do it automatically. You know,
how do you vault? Do you hold spacebar or something?
Just spacebar. Just the jump. You can, there's an actual binding to just to be like an actual just only vault button.
Oh, okay.
But there's like the option of just putting the space bar is also vaulting.
Gotcha.
So whenever, you know, it just makes it easier.
And that seemed to work?
It works, man. It works. Yeah, of course, you know, it's still testing. It's still, you know, but it's fun, man. It's just such, it's a good game. It's a good game. I really like it. It's just, I'm waiting for that moment till it gets just perfect, you know, not unlike every other game that just stays in early access forever. This one's actually going to be finished, so I'm actually looking forward to it, to actually really, really start playing it once 1.0 comes around.
They follow through on that. Like, I applaud them for that, because a lot of games, like DayZ, which we'll talk about later, seem to have lingered in that alpha early access stage for far too long. Yeah. Got the Game Awards. I forgot about that. So that's December 7th. That's a Thursday. Why do they do it on a Thursday?
That's the first second that they're actually done, Bobby. They're like, yep, this is it. We got it. Let's wrap it up. Oh, who knows? It could be a million reasons.
They've done that for the last couple of years, and it's just like, that's such an odd day to have it on. Like, how do you get a lot of viewership on a weekday? I mean, they do. I guess, well, they run the Oscars on Sunday.
Is it airing on Thursday, or is it just on Thursday?
Or it's live on Thursday.
And so it's live actually, on Thursday, so LA. It might be aired on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
No, they air it live.
Oh, they're live?
Yeah, you watch it live. Well, and it's only in L.A., so, I mean, tickets are like $40. I wanted to go the other year because it was just a little bit up north. And then the year before that, it was in Vegas.
What's up, road trip?
Yeah, I mean, but on a Thursday, it's fuck, man. That's people just such an awkward time.
I know.
People have, you know, people have jobs.
What's that?
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how those turn out this year. I think they've made some improvements when there's still been a fair amount of criticism, but it's like, it's still something to look forward to. I enjoy it. But
what the fuck is World of Final Fantasy?
Yeah, oh my god. Okay, World of Final Fantasy. I saw it on the Steam store and I thought, yay, Final Fantasy game on here. I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan.
By the way, before you go on, 9 out of 10.
One?
That's what it says. 9 out of 10.
Oh,
6%
out of 365 people.
Very positive.
You can't trust Steam reviews, though.
I don't know. See, that's what I saw. I saw Cloud. I saw Buster Sword, and I'm like, oh my god, that looks awesome. I should have read.
They look like pop up, or what are they called?
Depending on the world you land on.
The pop
caps? No.
Yeah, those little big
statues.
Yeah.
Huge heads, little bodies.
So depending on like the little world you're on, they the character look a certain way. So when you land on that first world, all the characters look like the little pop characters. But I saw this and I was just like, all right, it's going to be like a not Kingdom Hearts, of course, because that's just way, 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 way awesome. But like, I was like, they're bringing back a lot of classic characters. I'm probably going to be able to play as them. It's going to be some really cool turn-based RPG, like old school style. First of all, I started and it's window mode, and for some reason I can't get it to work, and so I need to freaking find out how to do it. Finally, I get into full screen mode. It says it's not even running at 1440. I'm looking up to see if there's an update I missed. I can't get it to work. Finally, get it to work, and then it says it's supposed to be 60 FPS. It's running at 30. It's just.
So like every other Final Fantasy game ever on the PC.
So mostly technical difficulty.
At first, yes. And then
why
finally...
Why do they all have that issue?
Finally, game starts. I don't know, dude. They need to figure out how to put these games on a PC. It's just getting ridiculous. I remember every other game I've tried on there, it's just the same thing. But the game starts, and it's cute. And I like these little cute little style games. And,
It's got a...
And like the story starts off really neat, where it's just these two kids that finally wake up, and in some world, and they find out that, you know, they're like some guardians and all this stuff, and you know, in a world where they thought people were there, the day they finally woke up, they found out there was no one there, and then some girl comes up and starts telling them that they're guardians, and then the tutorial comes down and how to fight. And then I just realized that World of Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy / Pokemon. It's a Monster Hunter type game where
you had no idea.
I had no idea.
Oh shit!
So how deep were you into it?
I started playing a little bit, see if I can get into it. They have this unique stacking mode when it comes to the battles that I really cannot really enjoy. You stack carrots on top of your head, adding attributes to you.
Carrots.
Characters, oh. The little monsters.
Okay.
You have the monsters at the top of your head, and they'll stack their attributes on you, and you get to fight other people, like other monsters, and you get to capture the monster. You actually throw prisms at them, you know, Pokeballs.
Yeah.
You capture them, and then you get to train them and name them, and then...
Were you a Pokemon person?
You are those...
No, you. Were you... Like,
I was a big Pokemon fan. I just bought that... Pokemon Ultra Moon.
So they didn't do it well, or
No, it's just it's just awkward playing a Monster Hunter type game with the Final Fantasy characters. That's the only reason why I'm saying that I wasn't really enjoying it, because I'm used to all these other Final Fantasy games. Just, I guess some people that like the Monster Hunter type games might enjoy this. I thought it was just a little too cute. It felt wrong. I did not want to see my favorite Final Fantasy characters catching Pokemon and little chocobos. It looks as because like after looking at a lot of it, a lot of little videos, because I want to give it a chance. And actually, I only played an hour and a half, so you know.
Return it?
So I can still return it. Thank you, Emilio, for the $40.
Whoa,
oh, dude!
Holy shit!
Come on, man!
I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan, and I was like, oh my god, I got to get it. And actually, no, it was $29.99 because I got it on the Steam sale. So it was it was cheaper last week.
It seems weird to me. Like, if, two things that I really love came together, I would think that I would love them.
Yeah, then that's what I thought so, too. Like, I was like, because the moment I found out it was like a Pokemon type game, like a Monster Hunter type game, I was like, all right, my favorite Final Fantasy characters, Pokemon, let's do this. And it was just... For instance, like the first little world, it's not really open world. It's like you land. It's very linear, yeah. And it's just, you just kind of walk around, and there'll be a boss. I mean, not a boss, like a little character there on the side. And you just kind of walk up to him and like, oh, battle. Like really, it was just the animations aren't that great. It's super basic. I can't. Your kids will love it. I just can't get into it.
Maybe that's what it's set up for.
Maybe
seems like it.
Yeah.
There's zero hot chicks in this. No. So.
Not a lot of people playing this. I mean, according to Steam charts, current players, 586, all-time peak. Concurrent players, 1,200.
Wow.
So that's not a whole lot.
No, very little.
Especially for something with that title on it.
Yeah. A Final Fantasy game. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Like, I don't understand why they cannot get Final Fantasy games to run on the PC. Like, every single one that comes out, and they got a huge fan base. So, of course, one comes out on the PC, people are excited, everybody downloads it, and then just nothing but problems. Nothing but
technical
issues.
I remember the first time I got Final Fantasy VII for a PC, that wouldn't work. That was just, and then I'm not talking about playing it now on a newer PC. Like, this is like back in the day when I had one of my first PCs and I was playing Final Fantasy VII. That was just crappy. It wasn't working. It took a while. And then if you try playing them now, you always have to download some sort of thing that has to emulate an old school graphics card or whatever. And
yeah, there's always like a guide on Steam to like, this is what you need to do to get it to run right.
And yeah,
that's tiring to do.
And why can Steam people figure it out but Square can't? You know,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just, it's a problem.
Disappointing. Yeah. Whose beers are those in the fridge?
Those are clown lotions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can have one beer.
Yeah, dude, drink those because they've just been sitting there. And help yourself to those bottles of wine. And can you hand me that water?
I actually need to go work. Thank you. But I can have one beer. I think I'll be fine. Thanks, clown lotion. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of clown lotion, we got to playing some Destiny 2 the other night, and I feel like I made a breakthrough with that game. I figured it out a little bit. I know what I should be doing and like how kind of some things work on it. And I in one night, just one sitting, I leveled from power level 226 to about 260. And I know exactly what I need to do and where I need to go. So I'm on a bit of a roll, and of course, we were playing with him, a friend of his, and Mini Del Macho was joining us for a bit as well, and that game's just so much more fun playing with a bunch of
friends. It is. That's the whole point of that game. Like, I was playing for a while, and I was just playing solo, and then once I really had the power level, and I started slowing down a little bit, so I would play with Incidents or with Admiral Beef. Yeah. And we kind of forced him to buy that game, and it's just way more fun when you're playing with other people. It's
the only way to do it. I found.
I have it installed, just haven't.
But
played
you got
to
get through the main story though.
Yeah.
Like you can have someone kind of level you along, but I'd
rather not. I think.
Like I'd rather not go through that again. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Me too. Like you're gonna have to find someone else.
Yeah. I helped out a little
bit. So
you
guys are saying the single player just sucks? Or
No. Single player is fine.
It's not terrible, but it's just nothing great. It's just a grind. But yeah, you know what I really like that I enjoy that they did that I think they did right was the customizations and the color schemes on that. So you can you pick up these things called shaders and you can apply that to guns, vehicles, armor, and you can like color code it so everything matches or do whatever you want. And I think that because in WoW, it was always like trying to find a set that looks good together. I don't know. Maybe I care too much about how my character looks, but I like how they did that in that game. And what's interesting about the way that Destiny 2 does things compared to World of Warcraft is, well, at least when I used to play a lot of WoW, you could grind and grind and grind. You don't get any better gear, and then maybe you get like this really good piece, and you make this huge jump into a whole nother league, like a whole nother eye level or item level is what they call it. But in Destiny, the game is set up where you get incrementally better. Like you're going to get drops that give you a weapon or an armor that is like 1 or 2 points better than the one that you have. That's the way the game is set up. So you are always constantly getting a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. Yeah, as opposed to
big
WoW. Well, I don't know. See, maybe WoW is different now. But when I played WoW, it was just like it could be feast or famine. Maybe you get an upgrade. It's a little upgrade. Maybe it's a huge upgrade. Maybe like you don't have an upgrade forever. Like, so yeah, I think that's better for encouraging the players to keep playing.
Were you ever in a raid, like a big raiding party in WoW, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. I did some raids.
Did they use DKP?
DKP?
That's what we called it. It was Dragon Kill Points. So, like...
Oh, yeah. Like, they would get you... Like, that way you were able to roll?
The more you participate, the more points you get. Mm-hmm. The more points you get, the higher your chances of, like, getting something good.
Yeah.
No, see, I was never in a steady guild like that. I was a bit of a lone wolf.
I was in the best guild on the Frost Wolf server when we're like the biggest raid was Blackwing something.
Blackwing Lair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. BWL. That was and that's
Leroy Jenkins.
Yep. God, I cannot wait till Vanilla comes out. Like, I keep looking every day hoping they'll make an announcement, but I know it's going to be like a year away. I'm so 100% on board with
nostalgia.
For what?
No, because here's my idea for Vanilla Wild. So at BlizzCon, they announced we're going to have classic World of Warcraft classic, you know, 0 through 60, just like it was 2004 whenever it came out, and you can play on those servers. And this is why I like that idea, because there, I feel like there's no point in playing WoW unless you play on release of an expansion. Otherwise, you're playing catch up for eternity, dude, until the next expansion comes out. So,
unless you're a full-time player, in which case you're already caught up.
Yeah, unless that's your thing and you're going to play nothing but that game all the time, which I'm not going to do. But Classic comes out and it's like 0 through 60, that game is never changing. So if I level a character, even if it takes me like 6 months to get him to level 60 and then I start doing endgame content, like there's not going to be an expansion that comes out and just wipes away all my progress and I got to start all over.
You don't think they will?
Well, no, that's the whole point of playing on Classic. Yeah. Like, maybe they'll do like a Classic Vanilla, like Original. Maybe they'll do Burning Crusade.
Oh, I see. Like
and you can
server?
Pick which one you want. Like, I don't, that's a tough call, dude. Like, Burning Crusade might be my favorite expansion, or maybe, nah, probably not Wrath. Like, when they raised the level cap to 70, that was Wrath, right?
And is that it for WoW? Are they just going to throw in another expansion maybe next year? And then,
oh, yeah, the expansion's already planned.
I don't think they're talking about
something
retirement.
For,
of the game.
Oh, no. That game will never go away, dude. They still have an MMO, a subscription-based MMO with millions of players. That's not going away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Dude, Guild Wars 2 is... I think it's a better game all around.
I thought Lineage 2 was a great one, too.
That's like a largely an Asian game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, millions of players, but
yeah, it was fun. It's just their PvP was a little better.
Like nobody plays that game, but then you look at these like top 10 lists played at the PC Bonds in Korea, and that's always on there. Yeah. Lineage, yeah.
That's I never talked to anybody playing Lineage.
Yeah, well, you don't speak Korean.
It came out.
It came out
on mobile. Lineage game came out on mobile, and it's they've been talking about it a lot. I haven't tried it out yet.
What's up with that PUBG mobile? Is that supposed to be good or what?
Oh, that PUBG mobile?
Is it out?
Yeah, I tried it. It's, what was it called? I don't remember. It was just...
You sure it's out?
Yeah, I played it.
No. Not that one. PUBG has a mobile game.
What?
Yes.
No, they don't.
Pretty sure.
Is it actually lying. PUBG or is it like some sort of like...
Pretty sure it's
shelter.
Pretty sure it's PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds
I think mobile. You're fucking lying.
Coming out soon.
Because
there was
lying.
A trailer for it.
Are you sure it's not Rules of Survival, the one that everyone's playing on their mobile phones right now?
Mm-hmm.
That looks just like PUBG?
Yep.
It's not that?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep. It has a different title screen. It says PUBG.
Dude,
somebody find it for me, please. There it is.
Oh, dude. Of course it's like a Chinese thing. Dude, they're crazy about the mobile games.
But that's PlayerUnknown's.
Yeah.
PlayerUnknown's?
I guess. No, it says... Chinese letters.
It is. It's just it's releasing over there first.
I don't know.
Or some dirty Chinese.
I don't know how to read that. So, so no. Chicken dinner by the sea. That's awesome. Oh, man. A PUBG mobile game. Dude, I tried the one that they have. These guys pretty much just cloned PUBG. And
there it goes. Oh, wait. Unknown Royal Battle.
Unknown Royal Battle.
You had me, dude. I got terrible vision.
Oh my God, people are trying to milk this Battle Royale thing, and honestly, just leave it to PUBG. Just keep it there.
No,
don't bring up any new ones. I'm over. Well, except for Fortnite.
Fortnite
was kind of
really well.
Fortnite is fun. Fortnite is
good things.
Really cool.
Is that game,
no, I've heard really good things about it. Is that game free to play yet?
It's free to play.
It's been free to play since the first day.
Yeah,
I thought
we've told you this like three times.
No, okay, so no. So Fortnite,
it's like a standalone.
The actual Fortnite game is you have to pay what $40, $60, whatever edition you buy of it, and then they have the Battle Royale, and that's free for anyone.
So you don't have
standalone.
To
standalone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the money they make off of it is if you want the
come back
skins,
next week.
It's
when
all
we explain this one more time.
Okay. So now I'm clear on that. So I got to check that out.
So they grabbed all the elements from Fortnite and just made a Battle Royale version of it. You know, Fortnite.
They stole.
Yeah. Which they stole from PUBG.
Yeah.
Did they get sued? You something about then, that?
Well, yeah, there was a lawsuit.
Yeah, there was something, but we don't know what came of it.
Because they licensed
probably
their engine or something like that. But
Damn, maybe clown, I know why you left these beers, man. They are fucking super strong.
Which ones are they? Fathom IPA. Are they Ballast Point?
Yeah, it's Ballast Point.
That's
but
a good beer.
Fucking strong as shit.
I'm drinking my Bohemia.
All right.
Echo in Mexico.
Before we move on, I just want to mention, I've been streaming a lot lately. Revamped the stream page a little bit, going for that Windows 95 theme, got a new look.
No mention of DL Gaming anywhere on his...
excuse me. Yeah, dude. It's right there. Fucking podcast with the little speaker icon. It's on there, dude. Link to the Discord, link to the
Photoshop.
Podcast, all that shit. So yeah, mostly Heroes of the Storm, obviously, but also been working my way through Jedi Knight, stream Sexy Brutal, like just, you know, variety and mostly HOTS is what it's going to be. But I think I'm going to keep up with this. Like, I think I'm going to continue to do it through the week on nights for a couple of hours. So, you know, catch me twitch.tv/Robert_digital. God, dude, I'm so bad at doing like the plugs.
Self-promotion.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, Bobby's thing.
Go into the Discord and you can just see right up in the top right corner, like, hey, this guy's streaming. So yeah, good times. XRS.
I like the haircut, Bobby. A lot.
Yeah. They didn't cut it short enough. I need to get it cut a little shorter, dude. I still got too much going on.
How did you notice that?
I don't know. Bobby's looking good tonight. He's looking thinner.
You've been
from
fucking complimenting those. Hey, man, you lost. Wait. Emilio wants Bobby's dick, and I'm getting jealous.
Ray, your hair looks like shit, and you look fatter, by the way.
No, I don't. You fucking liar. I've lost more weight. Piece of shit.
Soylent, man. Soylent.
Want me to upload that picture again?
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, please don't. All right, let's talk about some news here.
There wasn't much in the news this week. Binding of Isaac led the autumn sales. I thought that was interesting.
What was it on sale for?
Like $3.
Oh, no wonder.
Everything.
Right. No wonder.
But I was amazed.
For everything?
Yeah.
They finally put it at what it's really worth.
Whoa. Hey. I thought it was amazing that there was that many people that didn't have this game already. That's what really shocked me.
I don't
put it on the top of the list.
Never mind, I do own it on the Switch.
On the Switch, yeah, you're the one.
So
that paid $40
for Binding of Isaac, Rebirth, and Rebirth Complete Edition.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
I'm very confused. Oh, Afterbirth, that was the other one.
Yeah, but there was another one after that. There was one Afterbirth Plus.
Afterbirth.
Oh, so $14.05, I guess.
For all three of those, but then they have the Binding of Isaac Complete Edition for, like, it's still on sale right now for like $1.32. That's my price because I already own some of them.
Could be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's just for Wrath of the Lamb and for Binding of Isaac. Yeah, $1.32. Holy shit. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a really good deal. So you can see why it's up there, especially with those reviews and those numbers. I just said suck it, bitches, for those who haven't played it. I didn't think this was newsworthy, but you guys threw it on there. I guess we're low on news. DayZ coming out our early access in 2018. Who is still playing this? That's not playing PUBG,
dude. There's some diehards out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people still playing. People are getting excited about because like they're updating the graphics, so the graphics actually look pretty good.
The screenshot looks pretty good, actually.
They had this video when they were showing the whole little beta footage. And they've upgraded a lot. It actually, I'm kind of thinking about trying it again. I don't know.
I wouldn't hold it against you.
Like the only one I tried was I forgot its name. Never mind. Let's skip that. But I feel like trying it again. I'll give it one more shot. Is there a date?
No, 2018.
All right, so probably December 2018, and then they'll push it forward to 2019.
Yeah.
But do you think this is kind of a response in any way to the success of PUBG? I mean, one's a battle royale, DayZ's a little bit different of a game, but still, DayZ was like the original of all this. It started like this whole trend, and then we got into the more focused battle royale version, but... I don't know. Do you think they're trying to get some more notoriety through this?
Well, these guys got so much money from DayZ. I don't understand how they just, you know, they just kept it and just said, all right, let's just take our time. And
well,
I don't get it.
Another thing that happens with early access stuff. Sometimes they reach a point where they're not making any more money. They just basically say, okay, 1.0 is here, and really it's not what they had planned to have the game, the condition the game to be in at 1.0. It just, they basically just said, fuck it, release it, is what I'm saying. Like, that happened with Space-Based DF9 and, like, a few other games, that Mega Man ripoff, I think, like, or homage, whatever it's supposed to be. I think kind of that happened to that one. Like, sometimes they just run out of money or just, like, release an unfinished product and call it 1.0. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows?
They're doing whatever they think is the best for them. I don't give a shit, personally.
I think we've all moved on from DayZ, but I'm sure there's plenty of people out there still playing it.
Yeah. It might be the best game ever when it comes out. I doubt it, though. I put something here called The People Are Speaking, Can You Hear Them? And I just... There's multiple reasons I put this on here. The whole Battlefield 2 thing, Reddit went crazy and cost EA, I believe it was $3 billion in stock.
Let's not give Reddit credit for that. Like,
I finally really...
What do you mean? It was exactly Reddit that started that. Who else would it be?
Well, that's like what all the news articles were publishing. It's like most downvoted thing on Reddit. Right. Yeah, people were obviously so upset
Reddit did it or didn't?
I'm not going to give Reddit credit for that. I don't think they did it. I mean,
the people on Reddit is what I mean.
The people.
Reddit users.
I don't know. I think more important things are happening, like with Hawaii, you know, trying to pass laws or legislation.
That was far after
Belgium.
That.
Well, yeah, but
that
that's
was like 2 weeks after that.
Okay. But
the inception was on Reddit.
I don't think they did it just because a bunch of people down. Just because people don't like something on Reddit doesn't.
No, it is. That's exactly what happened.
Okay. But we did it, right? Reddit. We officially did it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Anyway, so I think...
I kind of don't want to get involved in this one.
Anyway, so the way I understand it is the beginning of this... No, we're not going to take this loot box system anymore.
Well, it's because, dude, it's the most ridiculous loot box system ever.
It's straight out of a mobile game thing.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. It's like, dude, this has been going on forever in mobile games. I don't like to play mobile games.
But this is the worst one, man. Like, no joke.
Even worse than other mobile games?
Pay money and you are the best player. Some of the loot box, some of the stuff you get is just grenades that just kill everything like in one hit that no one else will have unless you pay money for it.
Yeah, but I'm saying like mobile games have done this and probably even worse, but we accept it because they're mobile games. And this is why I've always hated mobile games and felt like these aren't even real games.
Yeah, but those are free. You still have to pay $60 for Battlefront.
Yeah, but...
This is the first, like...
But this is a AAA title, and it's a Star Wars game. Like, of course it's going to sell a bunch of copies. And, like, it comes out in November. I mean, this is all, like, part of a big thing... Like, it comes out with the movie. It comes out November right before Christmas. I mean, this is all part of the plan here, dude. You know how many kids are going to get this under their Christmas tree?
We're going to get it. Sales are down 60%.
The main aspect of Battlefront is their multiplayer, and they just screwed it up completely. Like, first of all, the game's already buggy as fuck. You can't even play a game without being lagging the whole time. It's just horrible lag. The servers suck. I would think that after Battlefront 1 and working out all the kinks there, this Battlefront game comes out and the servers are even worse. Like, weren't they expecting so many people to play it?
I didn't have any issues on the servers.
It's just, you haven't? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so bad, man. So bad. Sometimes you can't even play. And
I had a lot of issues on the multiplayer. It's stuttering. I don't know if it's server related or my computer, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it was really bad.
I think I even had it in the single player, so I may be experiencing something different.
And then recently, I think a couple of days ago, Bungie was doing a live stream of their new DLC coming out, and basically the chat room went crazy about what they were seeing. They were not happy at all with
for
what
Osiris
they were seeing.
Or whatever new
Dawn of Osiris or some shit like that.
Why not?
And so Bungie apologized for what they were showing and are reworking everything to try to make the fans happier about what they're releasing. So unlike Bobby, I think that people are voicing their complaints and are finally being heard, and maybe people are listening. Hopefully things change.
No, I mean, I agree with that. It's important that people voice their opinions and that we have a reaction to these things that we think should be unacceptable in games, because things are getting a little out of hand here, like this whole mobile thing. But I don't know. There's just been a lot of stuff on the hot subreddit where people are upset about some changes in the game. And like, I feel like it's getting a little ridiculous with that. So maybe I'm a little touchy about Reddit lately, but yeah, I don't know. Hopefully this starts like a trend, like tone down on the loot boxes, tone down on like all this. I understand that's going to be in some games and like, I'm okay with it to a certain extent, but I feel like EA just totally overstepped the boundaries on this one. Just really, really crossed a line.
And whether laws are being, will be passed, or even the idea of laws being passed come up, and whether or not those are people just, I mean, some politicians are probably just seeing the numbers that that are upset with this, and they're like, oh, these are young voters that I can grab, whatever the reason, or they actually do think it's a shitty fucking way to make money.
Yeah.
If well, things change, it'll be good.
Is what it is, man. It's a straight up loophole. And I know something about loopholes and children, dude, like fundraisers selling candy bars and magazines and shit. That's a fucking child labor loophole. You get these kids out there hustling for you, making you and the school money. Of course, everybody gets a cut, you know, and it's all
except for the kids,
except for the kids, you know, well, they get their little like plastic prizes and shit like that, but you know, you throw them a bone, but it's pretty much a loophole for child labor. And in the same way, this is a straight up loophole, a loophole for like gambling with children. Like kids can totally gamble. And the, like, what did they call it in the Hawaii thing? Predatory practices or something.
Somebody put it perfectly. You shouldn't be able to buy something that you don't know what you're buying. I mean, that seems like a really good, really good way to just sum it up.
You're purchasing a ticket for a chance to win something big or nothing at all. It's gambling. It, it really is just gambling. And
I paid for a hooker more but once, but I got more than I paid for.
Hey, Smoochie.
Cheese in the chat. Nice.
Minnesota, right? Right?
Oh, yeah. Minnesota. There we go.
Minnesota.
Yep.
Cold as fuck.
Freezing.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm glad they're doing something and, like, lawmakers are paying attention to this because, I mean, we've got to have, we don't necessarily need like laws against this or that. We just need to have a discussion. We need to decide what is okay and what is not okay. What's the line here? Where are we going to draw the line? Because otherwise these big companies are going to just fucking rape us and our children.
Yeah.
So
it's, we almost like need protection from ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because this is what we want. This is like what our wallets say that we want.
Look at this. Fucking shiny and shit.
Yeah.
I was almost thinking of like making a subreddit that just is like, I will not. And just like, it's almost like a petition that said, I will not buy loot boxes anymore. Just and just get a huge number. Somebody should do it. I'm too busy.
Too busy. All right. Yeah, well.
Damn it. I buy loot boxes.
It's an interesting.
I hate it. I hate it.
Hi, my name is Ray, and I buy loot boxes.
I buy loot boxes. Yes.
Oh, God.
I do.
All right. What else we got? Some hardware. Let's talk about some hardware.
So last week, I said, time to upgrade? Question mark. Answer was, time to upgrade? No.
No.
Went over some prices with Bobby, and I thought buying a $1,000 monitor and a $1,000 fucking video card was going to get me out of the woods, and I only had to spend a little bit more to get the rest of the way there. And, you know, the rest of the components are really adding up. And so there's nothing wrong with my rig. It's just like, you know, like I said, Ferrari in a shack. I'll just keep the Ferrari in the shack until I can afford a three-car garage for it, I guess. I'm not going to spend $4,000 in 1 month, 1 year on PC gaming.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I wanted to upgrade, but I had a little car trouble that set me back a bit. But eventually it's going to happen. But I remember upgrading my computer like once every year, like back in like 2005, 2006, like every fucking year, whole new build, just, you know, blazing fast processor just came out, new graphics card, like got to upgrade. You know, but now it's just, dude, I've been running some of the same hardware for 5, 6, almost 7 years now. Some of my parts are 7 years old.
You buy quality, man.
Yeah, dude, my power supply is one of those. And I run my computer 24/7. It never turns off because I'm constantly remoting into it when I'm away. So that power supply has been going for 7 years. 2011, I think, is when I put that shit in there. And it is still going. It's amazing. But as far as the processor and the RAM goes, I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to go to DDR4. It'd be nice to get one of these new Coffee Lakes, you know? I mean, it'd be nice if Intel didn't make made more than like 5 of them, so you could actually buy one right now. But, well, actually, no, they are on Amazon in the last couple of days.
I think
somebody's bitter about their coffee.
I think with the PC that I bought this year, that I built this year, I think I'm good for the next couple of years.
Yeah, you, dude, what'd you drop on it?
I went all out. Yeah, I've spent like 3 G's on it.
Yeah, you should be good for a while.
I went 1080, 6850K processor. So I'm at 6 core. I got 32 DDR4. I got
32, Jesus.
And then I got this freaking motherboard. But the only bad part about the motherboard is the new processors. I won't be able to put that chip on any of the new chips on there. Yeah. The X299.
What a piece of shit!
Which
you
are fucking assholes. Brand new fucking motherboard, and it was like, like I thought I was gonna be able to upgrade it forever.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. You got to get the Z370. Yeah. If you want to upgrade. But
so that's the only thing I'm gonna have to do like later on in the future. Like for me to get the TI, I have a 1080. Not yet. That's not gonna happen anytime soon unless something comes, because I do want to get to that point where I'm running 4K over 60 FPS. That's like the dream right now.
But well, I've updated my graphics card at least every 2 years. Like I'd say I haven't upgraded my computer in a long time, but the graphics card I have been upgrading, and that's pretty easy. You know, you just yank it out, sell it on eBay, throw the new one in. I mean,
no.
That's a pretty cost-effective upgrade.
There's orphans that have no graphics cards, Bobby, and you just eBay yours.
They're using onboard graphics cards.
No, like I don't know. The only thing I feel like they're saying that the biggest upgrade you should do now, which maybe it's just at least move up to a 6-core processor. I think that's kind of what you got to do, Emilio, with having such a powerful fucking graphics card.
Yeah,
I think you should go there. Yeah,
the processor is probably your bottleneck at this point, because you're using a 3770K.
Yep.
That's your Sandy Bridge or whatever the fuck that Haswell. I can't remember what that was. So but yeah.
That's what's pushing you back, man. But for that, you need a motherboard.
Yeah.
So you might as well go.
Just continue getting my hand me downs, like, you know, that's my true processor.
But I feel like you've got to go all the way now, like motherboard and CPU.
So what did it come out to? Well, I think it came out to like $1,800.
Well, for the Coffee Lake, that's $400 alone for the Coffee Lake, and then you're spending like maybe $120 on the motherboard. Yeah. The case was about $100. The RAM. If you went with this, dude, RAM's pricey right now.
Yeah.
But the RAM was like $200. So I mean, you're already at like $700-$800 right
now. The SSD.
Newegg, Amazon, where were you at?
Both
Amazon. Oh, okay. But dude, parts are expensive after, like, it doesn't make sense. You think Black Friday with a lot of good deals, but they're just trying to clean the shelves. They're trying to like get rid of all that shit that nobody's been buying.
What happens with Black Friday deals, which is I've noticed with the whole little Amazon Newegg thing, they'll have these deals, they'll sell out completely. Once they're sold out, there's a shortage. Once there's a shortage, they bump up the prices.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's what always happens.
Recoup their price. Their
yeah.
And they also, just like Bobby said, they clean out their shelves. I saw like way the price cuts on refurbished stuff. Did you see that? It was like 40% off regular prices. But I don't know,
dude. I've
never been happy with refurbished
refurbs. Yeah, yeah. No, dude, I won't touch a refurb.
I've bought them a few times and it didn't work out. So somebody got a new phone.
Oh yes, I did. I got the.
It wasn't Bobby. Spoilers.
I got the iPhone 10 or X. Well, it's 10, even though they fucking X. Yeah, it's not worth it. Do not buy it. It's a waste of money. It's not worth $1,000. It looks pretty. If I show it to girls, they'll probably think like I make a lot of money, which I don't. So I think that's the only reason why I got it. It's to get laid. No, I'm joking. The phone's actually really neat. That little notch on top that everyone's talking about, it does kind of bother you a little bit, but I have a black background, so I don't notice it. It does help out the full screen. Everything is faster, I'll be honest. Apple kind of, you know, there's always a Samsung, you know, the Android and Apple battle, and everyone's always going to, you know, go either way. My argument has always been, that's cool, Samsung. That's cool, Android. You did it first. Apple did it better. And that's the speed of this thing. It's just opening your phone. I just pressed the button. It's already unlocked because it's read my face. It's on my face. It read my face. My
Here's
beautiful,
my thing.
Gorgeous Mexican face.
I don't know if anything can read your face so much as scowl at it. But anyway, my thing about, I know we're talking about nanoseconds here, but so my finger reader is on the back of my phone that you naturally, the way you grab your phone, my finger just is there anyway, right? So by the time it's already out of my pocket, it's already unlocked. as opposed to yours is pocket, air, turn, unlock.
Right? I think, let me see. Let's try it. Phone's there. I pick it up. It's unlocked.
Yeah. As opposed to as soon as I put my hand on mine, mine is unlocked.
Okay. But you're not using it until it's on your face.
I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying.
Think about it. I think the only bad part about this is if you have a girlfriend that goes through your text, you're fucking screwed. Because they could just pick up the phone, point it at your face.
While you're sleeping.
While you're sleeping. And you, all those side chicks didn't are coming out.
Didn't they say that, like, you could do a printout of someone's face and like they're able to fool it that way?
So you do. But the only way to do that is if you do like a printout and you're able to... I think the only people that pulled it off, they do 3D copies, like printer copies of it.
Okay.
And that was the only way they were kind of able to pull it off.
All right.
But, yeah, it's almost impossible. Well, the only way...
twins do it.
Twins do it,
but,
yeah,
of course.
But their new swipe-up methods for opening your phone, going through apps, is just ridiculously fast. I've used...
Aren't all iPhones super fast when you first get them?
Yeah, that, and then you all just... and then yeah.
But Bobby, your phone is still fast, and it's been 9 years or whatever you said.
Have you not upgraded?
My Note 4? Yeah, dude. My phone is... I mean, it's not, like, super responsive anymore.
Oh, my
like,
God.
There's definitely
does it have Windows 95 on it?
Yeah, dude. It's
got I think it has Windows 95 on it.
I play Ski-Free on that shit.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Oh, you know man. What, though? It's the screen size.
When he takes pictures, Polaroids come out of it. It's ridiculous.
Spits them out like
he has to hold out that little flash, you know, that big ass flash lap flashlight thing that they have to take a picture. It's awesome, man. I love it.
And you know what's funny with my phone, like I've been saying, it's been holding up great, but I am, especially with everyone getting new phones nowadays, I'm starting to see like my phone slowed out a bit. It gets to like 20% battery life and then just turns off, like it's not reading the
Bobby,
battery.
Get a new phone.
Just
what is
buy a
wrong
new phone,
with you,
man.
Dude?
It's not
you
that
know what's
hard
gonna happen. I don't do payment plans, man. When I buy a new phone, I'm just gonna throw a big fucking
oh no
of cash
see I did
that.
I did the payment plan. It's like, what, $45 a month for the phone?
I mean, I probably should, because you don't even save money when you buy it flat out. But
yeah, you don't, because there's no interest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no interest.
At least for
I'm an old-fashioned guy, dude. I just I like a straight deal, you know? I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say that one thing is awesome.
Mine goes off. All right.
My niece, she has the iPhone 7, whatever, and she was taking pictures. And her pictures look like something from Hogwarts. Like people move around a little bit in the picture.
Yeah.
It's fucking super dope. My phone does it too, but I don't know how to do it because I've taken a couple pictures like that. I just don't. It's not native.
When
like
you take a picture, you just look at it. When you press it, it starts moving. It takes.
Oh, that was like almost like a video though.
Yeah, it takes so like a 3 second clip, and then you pause it where you want to actually take the
right
picture.
Yeah,
but when I was going through her photos, every single one was just doing a little.
I like would show you more pics, but then we'll probably come up with a dick pic.
Okay,
but see, as you're moving, there's a little animation.
Who takes pictures of
little
shoes?
Animation. My brother just bought Yeezys. Oh, if anyone's trying to buy some Yeezys, little shot, put a little plug out there. No, I'm joking. I think the best part of the iPhone X, which is, my God, is the animojis. I'm going to show you
these
one.
These moving emojis?
It's just moving emojis. Emilio.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's like an angry poop. Oh.
No, he's
smiling. Moving around and stuff.
He's wiggling.
So you talk and record your voice.
Oh, and then it'll talk it back?
Oh, yeah, my God.
Wow, look at it. Wow.
Eyebrows.
It's doing... Whoa, this is awesome. In real time, the emoji is doing exactly what I'm doing.
So it's like that application Face Rig on Steam, kind of.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Damn. But I mean, I feel like.
Why'd you use the poop for me?
At this point, it's pretty much whatever ecosystem
they have a
you're
unicorn.
Invested in, Apple or Google.
Cute.
Oh, yeah, the unicorn. There you go. But. I don't know. It would be hard for me to go back to Apple. And I think this new OS X 11 thing kind of fucked up like the way that they play podcasts. So I checked our numbers and I was like, holy shit, did we lose a bunch of people? But turns out like they aren't able to track. The tracking service that we use is having trouble. So anyone listening on like new iPhone OS X 11 or whatever the new
resubscribe.
Thing is, well, no, there's nothing you can do about it. They're already subscribed. It's just having trouble counting it.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
We got a new update for Discord on the iOS.
Although
made it big enough for the whole screen. Oh, sorry, I'm talking away from the microphone. but it made it big enough for the whole screen. So the update was actually yesterday, so maybe it'll start tracking better now. It was just yesterday, the new iOS update for Discord.
Gotcha. And our Discord numbers are way up, which is good.
Yeah.
Everybody go out there and fucking tell a friend about us.
Dude, I've been driving Lyft and Uber, and I tell people to listen to the podcast because I started listening to...
Podcast?
The podcast.
Oh, our podcast?
Yeah, I started listening to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, now that you're on it, fucking...
No, I mean like old podcasts, not just mine.
Oh. But mainly mine.
No. I was listening to last week, so I wanted to see if I can hear the ice getting pulled out of the fridge, and I apologize for that. That was horrible. You could totally hear every little inch of ice that was pulling out of the fridge. It was hilarious.
I got to tell this story just because it was fucking funny. I was laughing. So Sam's daughter, Mila, was... we were going to a graduation, her graduation, Sam's graduation last night. And... we're going to a graduation party after the graduation, and Mila's like trying to get excited about it, but she doesn't understand the concept of graduation, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, it's kind of like a birthday, but at school, kind of thing, right? And she's like, oh, okay. So when we get there, the person that's throwing the party graduated as well. I'll tell her happy birthday. And Sam's like, no, it's not a birthday. It's like a birthday. She goes, so it's not a birthday. This is a 5-year-old, right? And she's like, no, it's not a birthday, right? No, mommy, it's not a birthday. Okay, so what are you going to tell her when we get there? Happy birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that kid.
Wow. So did you got your new Google Home Mini? Have you set that up yet?
Yeah, I've had it for like 2 weeks. I just haven't talked about it.
Oh, I was having fun with that thing.
Ours?
Yeah, do you remember?
No, dude, I was drunk.
It was after the podcast last week, and we got hammered. We got destroyed.
We got destroyed, dude.
And we were back at Emilio's house, and he was showing it off, and I just kept yelling. I'm like, Google, add a bag of dicks to Emilio's shopping list. Google, Emilio's.
It was funny until fucking loads of bags of dicks showed up at my door.
So when you say it to add something to your shopping list, is that you go to Amazon.com and like boom, it's there on your shopping list? Like,
so,
how does that work?
I haven't done it on the Google Home, but I've done it on the Amazon, the Echo, and it'll just order for you. If you have one click set up.
Dude, that's dangerous. Especially if you're drinking.
But it only responds to your button, so people can't really fuck it up. What else? Oh, so the Mini is much, much better than the Dot, the Echo Dot. The sound is much more robust, deep. I hated the Dot since I bought it. Never really liked it. Another good thing about it is it can actually tell it. Over music, you can tell it things, and it'll listen. The echo seems to, get drowned out in its own music. So even when it's pretty loud, not every time, but it does it better than the Echo does. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the Home Mini pales in comparison to the Amazon Echo, the original one, the big tower one.
Yeah, but you can get like the Google Home, which is the big
one. Which I don't have one of those yet. And I haven't played around with the Google Home enough to make the jump to get rid of my Echo. I love my Echo. Like, it's so fucking great. The music is fantastic.
So does it only play music from like the Google Music Store or something, or from like a streaming service? How does that work?
I haven't really set it up. Don't know. I always play music because that's kind of like my kitchen one. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my, hey, Google, what I have today kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What time is it? How many days till Christmas? Shit like
that. I really want to get one of these, and I'm just trying to think of, like, what am I actually going to use it for? I mean, I could control my thermostat if the Chinese would stop trying to hack it, but...
I told you, setting alarms is good.
Setting alarms. Yeah, like, I'd use it for an alarm.
And you say
clock.
You use your calendar, right? It'll tell you what's on your calendar
for
the next
day. So I
can use
my calendar.
You can start...
Can I ask it questions? Like, if I say, like, hey, Google, how tall is Jeff Goldblum? Is it going to tell me?
That's...
I think it should.
Amazon Echo doesn't. I don't know about Google.
Google
hopefully
should.
It does.
Google knows
everything.
It'll know a few things. Bobby, a good one is adding things to your calendar. That would be helpful. Like,
okay,
I look douchey in front of my friends where I'm like, hey, like they'll be like, oh, okay, let's do it the 17th. And I'll be like, hey, Alexa, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, but oh, by the way, let me get you all you fucks again. Alexa, hey Google, okay Google, hey Siri. All right, cool.
Yeah, everyone's listening through their earbuds, they so they didn't hear it.
But I got somebody.
Let's go back to the music thing. So, like, if I want to just, like, use it as kind of like a radio or just have some music.
Okay, so like, I can only answer for Alexa or the Echo. It has, like, 3 million songs, and they're all kind of like, all right. If you want anything good, you have to subscribe to their music service.
Okay, so you can't get like a specific song, or if I just, you know, like...
You can get them, but not most of them. Like, okay. You won't get the best songs.
You'll okay,
get,
it'll just like okay, play so a genre or something.
You have to
like
go Spotify.
No, you can get specific ones, just not anything.
You gotta link it up to a Spotify account.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a Facebook account to get...
No.
No.
For Spotify?
No.
All right, dude, like, I really gotta get caught up. I'm like behind like 6 years.
But you can just like... Use your Pandora. You can be like,
or Pandora. Hey,
can you play podcasts through it?
Yeah,
like podcasts on my phone. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And I would be surprised if you weren't able to link in that one that you pay for, that app. It probably has a skill. Apps are called skills on Alexa. There's probably a skill for that app.
That's kind of dumb. Why do they call it a skill?
I don't know. Because you have to tell it to go learn a skill.
Hmm.
Is what it says.
Like. In the Matrix, when Neo uploads Kung Fu to his brain.
Yeah. So we have Amazon. We got Google. The next one up that's coming out is the Apple one. I think it was supposed to come out in December. It comes out, I think, next month or something.
Literally nobody cares.
That one's going to come out. I'm sorry, Android users, but I'm an Apple user. And the HomePod's coming out.
I think I may get a Google Home. See, I'm thinking Google Home out here, Google Mini in the bathroom. So, like, if I'm taking a shower or whatever, I can listen to music, listen to podcasts,
that's pretty nice
or whatever.
Too.
Like,
no,
although, dude, like, if the Google Home is anything like the fucking Echo, mm-hmm. you won't, like, you'll be able to hear you right in the, it's enough. Like, I listen to my Echo from my shower, which is about 20 feet away, and it's enough. Mm. It's super loud.
Yeah, but you're like the way your room is open. You have no door. This is like...
He has a hallway, yeah.
Yeah, it's travel a little bit.
Just buy one already. You are the most anti-fucking technophile.
Anti-techno.
Yeah, but technophile at the same time, guy, no. I've ever met.
Hey, I've bought a ton of this shit, and like I've been there where I've just got like all this fucking old tech just piling up around my place, and then I'm that guy, you know? I'm like that dude with like the fucking 10-year-old laptop. I'm like, well, maybe I'll use it.
There's no fear of things piling up around
you. An ID hard drive? Yeah, mm-hmm. That could come in handy. I'll hang on to that.
Bobby's still the typewriter.
Right. If you look around, do you see one thing in here you can't use?
Yeah, the decorations that you got to take.
Decorations
from the
that we brought in? You mean those? Yeah. That are going to the studio.
I don't know how to play the piano. That's the only thing.
All right. Well, let's cover some listener feedback. We got some questions. All right. First one coming from Mushroom Buddha. If you could pick any city in the world for GTA 6 to be set in, what's your pick? Obviously, San Diego, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but then I also feel like that's kind of a cop out.
Yeah, it is. So, like, other here. Than San Diego, because how cool would that be? Yeah.
Tijuana.
Tijuana would be.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah. Just hanging out in Hong Kong.
I mean, there was a. Well, no, that was, I think, in
that, not the city. That's the whorehouse. That,
yeah, it's a whorehouse in Tijuana. Really good.
Hong Kong.
I mean, it's a gentleman's club.
Yes. God, it's fucking fun.
Ah, dude, it's great.
Yeah.
Whoever comes down to San Diego, hit me up. I'll take you.
Yep. Except for Clown Lotion. Oh, I got to fly out. I got herpes the first night. I can't get chlamydia the second. Fuck it.
So, yeah, Tijuana, I agree. That would be a fantastic setting for that. Where have they been? New York.
Mm-hmm.
Vice City was basically Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Los Angeles.
LA.
GTA 5.
Which also had Las Vegas in it.
And then San Andreas was LA again, and then a part of Vegas.
Yeah.
So they've all been in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was going to say.
London?
Sure. I mean, and you had Guy Ritchie direct it, that'd be awesome.
What about?
Well, the original GTA, GTA 2 had like a little, not an expansion, because they didn't have expansions back in the day. But it was like a old school London version of it. You remember the top down?
Oh, their first one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's a London based company, right? Rockstar.
Rockstar
is definitely English. It's definitely English. Well, Europe.
There's one company. Well, isn't it here? There's Rockstar.
Somebody find out where Rockstar's from.
Well, there's one in San Diego for sure.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it started here.
They don't really have guns in the UK. Like, that seems like it'd be tough to do.
Yeah, that's why it was like a big step. Let's make a game with guns. Can we do that? I don't know.
It's like everyone would be just totally overpowered. The cops would just run at you with batons. That would not be fun.
I don't know. I would love it if they did just like some fucking random city, like hey, Cleveland.
Well, the new
Cincinnati.
The new.
Keep snapping your fingers.
Far Cry.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Off of clicks, he was clicking his fingers and saying, "Bobby was like, oh yeah,
damn."
And I was like, "Oh, Bobby's just playing with him." And he's like, "Far Cry." He's like, "Yeah, yes. That's for what?"
Because I was trying to think of that game with that little
simpaticos. That's amazing, guys.
Far Cry. I feel like it's like the Montana.
Yeah, but Far Cry always had global settings. I mean, they even did one like the caveman one, but they were like all over the planet. I just now realized GTA has always been in the United States. That's like a heavy theme in it, though, because it's all about like the land of opportunity, about gun violence. I mean, that shit's American right there. I mean, I don't know if it would work.
So bad.
Well, I kind of... when I read this question when I was writing it in, the first thing I thought of was like, we've had the Eastern Europeaner come here.
Yeah, it'd be nice for like, foreigner.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have an American in like Moscow that, and then like have it really reflect what living in Russia actually is like. Because I have no idea, none. I've never talked to anybody that's like lived in Russia and grew up there and could tell me what it's like. Mm. So if they can like reflect what that culture is like in real life,
that would be cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
And like just sticking to their laws and their lifestyles and seeing how that works out.
Yeah.
Or maybe it just sucks over there and it'd just be really boring. That's why they haven't done it yet. It's like, GTA Russia.
Everybody's staying in. You're just trying to collect enough wood to stay warm.
GTA Russia. You can't do anything. Nothing.
Shit.
Here's one for Bobby.
Let's see. Hardware question coming from Warconius. Best GPU value for 1080p gaming. Going to upgrade soon and don't want to dip into the kids' college fund.
Pretty much everybody shit on him. They were just saying that.
Well, 1080p gaming, I mean... A lot of people are doing that, but in 2017, 2018 almost, like you really want to be looking towards higher resolution and getting something that's going to be okay for that. But 1080p gaming, I mean, shit, there's nothing wrong with
it. There's nothing wrong with it. I was doing that up until I got my Predator, which was, 4 months ago? Something like that?
Yeah, not that long ago. But, I mean, it depends on what kind of game you're playing still. You can look at actual benchmarks and see what cards perform best at 1080p because there is a difference. Some cards do very well in higher resolutions and some perform better at lower resolutions.
Where would you find those benchmarks, Bobby?
Tom's Hardware is the one I always go to. Anintech is a good one.
So you can go to a card and see how they perform at a resolution?
No, you just Google it. Like if you're looking for 1080p, like a 970 is probably your best bet. That's a good like middle of the road kind of card. Some people mentioned in Discord the 1050 Ti. That's a great budget card, but it's like, what are you playing on this? You know, are you going to play AAA titles? Maybe not a 1050 Ti. Maybe at least a 970.
How much is the new 1070 Ti that's coming out?
The 1070s?
I'm going to guess. I have no idea. I'm going to guess 450.
Ooh, right on the money.
Am I?
Yeah, $450 at Newegg, $429 at Best Buy. That's still a little pricey.
Yeah, I'd say your like mid-range cards are what, $250 bucks, which is crazy to say, dude. You say $250 to somebody else, and that's like a lot of money. But for a gamer, you say $250 for a graphics card.
Well, Switch is $299, right?
Yeah, $299 for Switch.
Yeah, but that's the whole
package. Whole thing, man.
Yeah. Shit.
Hey, Clown, you didn't lick all these beers before you left, did you?
No, you had them in his hand.
Next question coming from Pharaoh Steve. Microtransactions, how about gigantic galactic transactions, a.k.a. one of the many reasons why I stopped promoting and putting money into Star Citizen. This is a link. Let me check it out to Kotaku. So Star Citizen will now sell you virtual land that you can't have.
So this guy was really fired up. I read this article. And he's like, yeah, you can buy land and start a citizen, and it'll be yours. Except for you can't do it yet, and land doesn't exist, because land hasn't been programmed in there yet. And basically what you're buying is a stake, a literal stake, to stake into the ground, and the surrounding area, if it's not owned by somebody else, is now yours. So you're buying these stakes for $50 each.
Dude, what if in 50 years? Yeah. You know how like people say like, oh yeah, I bought this house in like the 70s and like now
no,
it's worth
yeah, it could happen.
So maybe in 50 years, dude, people are like, shit, maybe I wish I would have got in on the ground floor here.
I don't know if it was real. Did you guys see how much Tagliaro made with Bitcoin last month?
Mm-hmm. How much?
Yeah.
He made like $7,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It went up 71% in 1 month. I don't know. That's the picture that I don't think he was trolling.
I regret not buying Bitcoin when I discovered the dark web a couple of years ago, because there was like some gambling sites and stuff. I was like, just hypothetically, just kind of looking into. But I was like, oh, Bitcoin, I'm going to buy some. So like, if I ever want anything, I'm just going to do it. And it was super cheap at the time. I regret not buying it because it was during the time when like I could have bought like 10 Bitcoin for like $100.
Yeah.
And that's what would that be now? Like
$100,000.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I regret it so much.
There's got to be people out there that did that though. And my question is, where are these people?
But people are saying it's just a
lot of people did it.
It's just going to pop anytime soon.
Where are these like people who spent like $100 like so many years ago, and now they're driving Lamborghinis?
Well, you're not driving Lamborghinis with $100,000. You're maybe having a slightly less stressful life. It's not a big deal.
There's people that had tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands in Bitcoin, man.
Yeah.
And these guys are probably multi-millionaires, billionaires now.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
There's no billionaires from Bitcoin, but yeah. A lot of money. It was
North Korea.
Definitely a lot of money. I have my text messages saved when I was driving my Kia Sophia with my fucking door falling off like 3 years ago.
Kia Sophia?
Yeah, don't look it up.
Kia Sophia.
About 3 years ago. And I'm driving this thing around my thing, and I'm listening to Joe Rogan. Somebody came on and talked about Bitcoin. So I have the text messages. I sent it to my buddies. I was like, guys, buy Bitcoin right now. It was 475 of Bitcoin at the time, and now it's 10,000, which is, a hell of a lot more. But,
where do you cash out on Bitcoin?
Anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
The bank that saves it will transfer it into cash at any point for you. There is no like, let me take my Bitcoins and put it in my pocket and go down to the Bitcoin bank. No, like you just transfer it like any other currency.
That's ridiculous. I feel like it's like, but it's funny because like a couple months ago, I was like, I feel like it's too late. I shouldn't buy any. And it still kept on growing and getting bigger.
And then every month that it goes on, you keep having the same idea.
But
look, what's going to happen is it just hit 10,000, right? So legislation is going to come in eventually. Somebody's going to be like, hey, no cryptocurrency in the United States. And it's just going to really...
Boom, done. Yeah, Cash out. No, I'm joking. I don't know. Do not take any financial advice from me.
Value is all predicated on confidence. And as soon as one law is passed, like when the last time it took a huge dip is when China outlawed it, which was like 2 years ago. It took a gigantic dip, like 80%. So, if the United States does it, then...
Why don't we make our own cryptocurrency then? That's really starting at the ground floor.
They're starting a whole bunch of...
We're not smart enough for that?
Bobby, start doing it.
Bobby's like, speak for yourself.
What you guys don't know is I already started.
Yeah.
Bobby Coin.
All right. I think that's all our listener questions.
It is.
What's next week looking like for everybody? What are we playing?
I think I'm going to try to play more smaller games. I don't have time for AAA titles. I have spread myself too thin. Currently, I have my junk hauling business. It takes a lot of time just driving around San Diego. Then I have my recycling business. It takes up a whole day every week, so that's down to 6 days. I have the podcast that takes up most of half of one day. And I just got a new dog and I have a giant house. I just washed the whole, anybody ever wash a house? I washed the house, like the outside of it.
With a power?
I bought a pressure washer. Yeah, took a long fucking time.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
Just stuff like that.
$400 HOA.
Yeah. So I really don't have time, so I think I'm going to go back to indies. A lot of times I have more fun with them anyway.
Indies. I want to try this game. I just really read about it. It's called Wild West Online. I believe it's free, right? Have you guys heard about it?
I don't think it's out yet, though, right?
No, it's out.
Oh, it is out now.
It's out.
Why didn't we hear about the release?
You can download it. You can download it.
We talked about it before it was released, and then when it was like some streamers had it, and they were doing some promotions on the beta. Yeah, I've heard a lot about that game.
So I want to try it out. People start talking about it. They say so far it's kind of like, it's not the Wild West, more like the Mild West. But I want to check it out. I still want to
the mild see how it is.
Mild West.
Oh, God.
Mild West. Bobby? He laughs at none of my puns ever.
No, because I'm just singing that song in my head. Throw now, mine. Mild West.
Desperado.
That joke had to have been made sometime before, but yeah.
If you haven't listened to Kevin Smith's reason, or like how Wild Wild West get, no, about how he got drafted to write Superman and then ended up not doing it. It's a Comic-Con, what do you call it, like Q&A. Mm-hmm. It's fucking fantastic.
Didn't they make a documentary about that? Like the Superman that Nick Cage was supposed to be Superman.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't think it has the story in it.
Hmm.
Yeah, they didn't mention Kevin Smith.
Is that documentary out already?
Yeah, I told him. Yeah.
Really?
I saw Nick Cage in the Superman suit, though.
Yeah, there was pictures of him in the Superman.
It's actually hilarious. Pretty sweet looking.
Looks hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you guys think of the Infinity War trailer?
Didn't see it yet. Not super crazy about
Superman. It didn't get me excited.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought. I'm not
Which
excited about it.
The Infinity War.
That's new
the one that
Avengers.
The last 10 years of Marvel movies are leading
been
up
building
to.
Up to.
Well, it's like the Avengers, then the Avengers 2, and then it's supposed to be like the Avengers
3,
War, right?
Two-part Infinity War.
But all the other Marvel movies have something to do with like...
Yeah, we're like Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, all the Avengers, I don't know, whatever movie they're going to... Ant-Man, and everyone's just like, it's a clusterfuck of superheroes, and let's go beat up one dude, Thanos, which, you know, he is a badass. You follow the storyline, it's ridiculously strong.
Dude, did you hear they canceled that Marvel Online game? Like, that thing's gone now?
Oh, really?
Chad
was crazy about it, I remember. Well, he was into it. He kind of got me into it for a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that game's gone now.
It's weird that they would just, like, cut it off completely.
Yeah.
Well, I guess not enough people were playing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be playing. I am making it a point to try one new game every week, but I can tell you this, I will be streaming it, throughout the week. And then in a couple weeks, I got, 2 weeks off. So I'll be around a lot more on that. Hit me up for some Destiny. I won't play that game unless other people invite me to play. That's just how it's going to be. So, you know, feel free to invite me to some, Destiny raids or whatever the fuck they're called. And yeah, what about you, Amelia?
You already
shared. Ray, what you doing?
He already answered.
Said Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West. I'm going to watch it a couple times and just drink.
Walk in the 5 minutes ago, everybody. Thank you, titties, and good night.